This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim habaim. We're continuing Mishavur Daf HaShavua. Last night we began Masech de Nazir, Daf Beis Amad Aleph, so you could still join us tonight, 9:15, for Beis Amad Beis. We're learning Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, Seif Beis. The Mechaber said, if you're in the middle of a meal and you remembered that you touched your thigh, your leg, a covered part of the body, you scratched your head, or the like, or the Rama adds, or dirty places that are full of sweat, you have to go back and wash your hands and make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim. The Bir Halacha says, when the Rama says full of sweat, he says you should be careful, therefore, from touching a beged that you know is very sweaty. Let's say the inside of the hat that's placed on the head, where there's a lot of zeah. Let's say a moist undergarment. Even if it's not being worn currently, if you touch it, you would have to wash your hands. If you touch a meal, you'd have to wash your hands and make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, according to the Mechaber. Now, the Mishnah says sivkata and ches. It's not only if you touch the part of your body, also if you lost focus and you were not focused on guarding your hands, you'd also have to wash again. The only parts you don't have to wash your hands are your face and your lower arm. It says, if you didn't scratch, you just touched your hair, you don't have to wash your hands. Even if you wiped your hand on it, wow, I didn't know this. Comes the Shevet HaLevi, and the Shevet HaLevi says, the din that if you scratch your head, you don't have to, that you have to wash your hands and make a bracha, the din that scratching your head is considered melmulei zeya, and if you scratch it, you have to wash your hands and make a bracha mid of a meal, says the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Ches, Simen Beis Ois Aleph, it's only the part of the head that's covered by your hat. No, not the kippah. Not the kippah. No, that you're Jewish. You could argue on the Shevet HaLevi, but that's not what the Shevet HaLevi says. Shevet HaLevi says, V'loy rak al yidei ha-kippah. Not only the yarmulke, but the hat. So that's nidoin kimekames hamechusim. Outside of the hat area is considered uncovered. That is not the normal, that is not the usual accepted view. It's the whole head. Reb Chaim Knievsky said it's the entire head. It's not only the area of the hat. Reb Chaim Kievsky in the Sefer Nekius V'Kavod HaTfila. Anywhere, in other words, the Shas, let's say you scratch here. Do you have to wash your hands? I always thought yes. Reb Chaim says yes. Shevelay says no. What if you scratch your beard? Yesh lahakbid or ein lahakbid? Yesh lahakbid. Yesh lahakbid. Says Reb Chaim, yesh lahakbid. What about scratching your payas? Yesh lahakbid, yesh lahakbid. That's Reb Chaim. That's Reb Chaim. No, but the whole head, you would have to wash your hands and make a bracha, according to Reb Chaim. L'chayra, I don't understand the Shevet HaLevi. The din of the head is not the pez, not because it's covered by a hat. So what? So that's why people wear small yarmulkes, because it's not totally on the yarmulke. They're being machmer on inyan melmulei zeah. No, the pshat is it's covered by the hair. The head is it's covered by your hair. It's not it's covered by your hat. Yeah, pashtus is not like the Shevet HaLevi. It's like Reb Chaim. The din of the head. The head is a din of melmulei zeah.
Reb Chaim says the same thing.
Okay. Not when the Rama says he means like this. V'chol kiyotze v'zeh. Ba'mekoymos ha'metunafim. Without a vav. Mashkos of sheyesh b'hem. Hutam l'chol ha'al. It's the reason for all of the above. Okay. Tzorch lachsar v'lito. Tzorch lachsar v'lito. V'chol shekenim noga b'makam ha'tinofis mamish. Certainly, if you touched a dirty, something filthy itself. I also trachav, if you went to the bathroom. I afil heito meraglayim. Or even if you urinated v'shivshev b'yadav and your hands were sullied, kilakamam esim kufayin. In all these cases, you have to make a bracha netilzem. In other words, the psak of the mechaber is that if somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle of a meal, when they come out, they don't just make an asher yatzar, they make the bracha of al netil siyadayim, they wash their hands again. That's the opinion of the mechaber. Let's say somebody changes a diaper in the middle of a meal. Rav Scheinberg writes in Chidushei Basra, okay, I don't know. Rav Scheinberg, I don't think, wrote the Chidushei Basra. I think that's by Rav Altusky, but I guess he quotes Rav Scheinberg. You don't have to wash with a bracha. Only when you asa ba'atzmai. I don't know why that would be. We already saw in the Mishnah Berura, in the Ber Halacha, that if you touch a beged that has zeya on it, you also have to wash netilas yadayim. So what difference would it make? It's a l'chayra, any time your hands got dirty. No. What? That's your own. Yeah, but now we're talking about somebody else's. So.
Who said it's your own?
The Rav Scheinberg.
But the Mishnah Berura is not Pshat. Mishnah Berura is Oy Asad Tzirafa. Oy Afilu Hitzel Meiraglayim.
Okay. But how does that... That, how does that indicate if you change a baby's diaper? That's not your own.
Makamaknofus mamash means...
Your own.
No.
Yeah. Well, you're not doing... Rabbi, you ain't going to somebody else and touching a makam tinaifus. You know, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about.
It's called changing a diaper.
Yeah, so Rav Scheinberg says it doesn't apply to changing the diaper because you're not... It's not your process, it's somebody else's. I'm just saying, the Bir Halacha says it applies even to a beged. That's okay. Vivarcha netil siyadayim. V'rashal choylik. The Marshal argues, Usvirulei the ein tzarch levarech machmas negiyasai be'emtza suda bezeya. The Marshal argues, the Marshal holds that you don't have to make a bracha if you touch a makay mechusa in middle of a meal. Let's say be'emtza suda bezeya. Va'filu ba'asa tzarachav be'emtza sudasai. The Marshal's opinion is, even if you went to the bathroom in the middle of a meal, you wouldn't have to make the bracha of al-netil sadaim. Gam kin srili de'insach levarach. Elam kin halach ve'hiflig be'emtza sudasai. Unless you went and you are maflig. In other words, the guy went to the bathroom, and then by the time he came out, it was already autumn again, it was the next season, you know? He went in during the fall and he came out in the winter time. No, he was in there for a long time. So according to the Marshal, you don't make a bracha unless you did time in there. So what do you do, Lamaisa? The Mechaber's opinion is, whenever you touch, even if you scratch your head in the middle of a meal, you have to wash your hands again and make a bracha. The Marshal holds, even if you went to the bathroom in the middle of a meal, you don't have to make another bracha unless you were there for a while. There are many opinions in the Achroinim. The Shaar Tzion brings the Taz, agrees to the Marshal. And the Prima Gadim and the Derech HaChaim and the Magen Borim are concerned for the Marshal. The Maimon Mordechai, the Matthew, the Begde Yesh, the Beis Meir agreed to the Shulchan Aruch for Legabe Bracha. The Nar Shalom and the Chemed Moshe are Matmiya on the Taz's support to the Marshal. So what do you do, Lamaisa? V'hinei yesh harba deyos v'achanamim yesh linag l'maisa k'moisai. Whether you should be noig like the Marshal. V'ayim v'ber halacha shechranu. That, diba'asa tzrachav, if somebody defecated. Or if you actually touched the dirty part of your body where the excrement comes out of. I'm being graphic so you know what the halacha is. Aisha halach vehiflig, or you sat in the bathroom for a long time. Tzarech netil sedayim bracha, you do have to make a bracha. So we paskin, halach lamaisa, that if somebody defecated, or they touched where the excrement comes out, or they were there for a while, even if they didn't defecate, you need to make a bracha. Avlem naga b'makam ha-mechusa stam, but if you just touch your upper arm, your leg, you scratched your head, oisha hishtin, or you just urinated afsha shifshef, even though you got your hands wet, then sarach netil sidayim kadin, you need to wash your hands kadin. You can't just do an asher yatzar dika washing. You have to do a full-fledged netil sidayim, aval lo yivarech, but do not make a bracha, ayin sham. So, what?
What are you eating after that?
So that we discussed yesterday. Yesterday we said that, let's say you're middle of a meal, but you don't plan on eating more bread. The Ramah says later on in Simen Kuf Ayin, even if you just drink water, you must wash your hands with Netilas Yadayim with a bracha. Okay? What I'm saying now applies even if you don't eat bread. Let's say you already finished the meal, you just want a cup of water. When you come out, if you went to the bathroom and you defecated, or you touched a dirty spot, or you sat there for a while, the halacha is you come out, you wash in Tilas Yadayim with a bracha, even if you're just going to have water. Who says this? The Ramah, Simen Kuf Ayin. And the Ramah is talking about Misha Asa Tzracha Be'emtza Suda, you need Netila even L'shtia. The Ramanasha Klein writes in a tshuva that Lefi the Mechaber, that you would have to wash your hands with a brach even if you scratch your head, that would be even if you just plan on drinking water. Which is a pella, because if let's say you're eating bread and you would normally, if you eat, let's say you're going to eat bread and you're going to eat less than a kazayas or eat less than a kabea, you don't make a bracha on the tilsi daim. And here, you don't even plan on eating any bread. And it seems like, based on the Ramah, since you're in a sudas lechem that ate bread, The Ramah is in Simen Kuf Ayin Sif Aleph. Hagav, hodib ina netila l'shtia, haynu b'toy chasuda l'chizhin shema yoichal, avu blavachin tzok netila l'shtia. We'll have to see when we get to the Ramah in Simen Kuf Ayin. So this is the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. If you look quickly in the Ber Halacha, second Ber Halacha, he says, l'ach sabalito yadav ayim v'shav rama shuzal b'shem rashal, that you don't wash with. Brach v'nei betaz hevi kamarais l'haskim dinoi. The Beis Meir is mafli on all the rayos. He agrees to the Shulchan Aruch. The Big Day Yesha, the Maimar Mordechai, the Matthew Yehuda, they're all matmiya and push away the Marshal's questions on the Shulchan Aruch. However, says the Bir Alach, I found the Prima Gadim that Iker Din Zeh Im Naga Be'em Tzedaz Ma'akim Matun V'im Tzarkin Tzedaz Zeh Am Toli B'machloikes. Rashi holds you need a bracha Mishum Srach Truma. Because that's the Iker Tam Tils Yadayim. Yadayim Maskoni is him. But according to Rashi's Rabbeim and according to the Rambam, you would not need a bracha. Because what are we worried about? The whole shash of why do we wash in Tils Yadayim? Maybe you touched a Rishon. Therefore your hands are a Sheni. So they Al Tzrach Tshuma they're Masakin Bechulen. But if you know you didn't touch Tuma, you just scratched your head, then why would he have to make a bracha until Sam? In other words, the Prima Gadim says that whether you have to make a bracha is a machlokes Rashi versus the Rambam. Rashi says the reason for Netilas Yadayim in general is you yadayim askaniyos, and you might have touched a dirty spot on your body. Rashi holds the ikar tam of netilas yadayim is you might have gotten your hands dirty. So then if you scratch your head, you would have to wash your hands in the middle of the meal with a bracha. But according to the Rambam, the ikar tam is maybe you touched tumah. I didn't touch a rat now. The guy just scratched his head. So according to the Rambam, you would not have to make a bracha, says the Prima Gadim. So based on that, it sounds like, had the Chavetz Chaim not seen the Prima Gadim, he says, I found in the Prima Gadim. Had he not found in the Prima Gadim, the Chavetz Chaim would have passed in straight up like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, no matter what, you always make a bracha, even if you just scratched your head. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Chavetz Chaim would have followed that. But because the Prima Gadim says the whole din of the Shulchan Aruch is up to debate, because it's only Lefi Rashi who says the Ikar Tam of Netilas Yadayim is you might have gotten your hands dirty, but according to the other Rishonim, that you might have gotten your hands tame, it doesn't apply if you went to the bathroom. Based on that, the Chavetz Chaim makes a hachra like the hachra of the Chaye Adam. Deba'asa tzrachav ayshanaga betinaf mamish tzarech levarach shenis v'naga b'shoik v'yarech u'mekamis ha'mechusim yachsar v'yito yada v'lo yivarech. Now, this is interesting. Here's where the Chavetz Chaim departs from the Chaye Adam. Let's say if somebody urinated and they got their hands sullied. The Chai Adam says, you also have to make a bracha. And the Magen Avraham is mashma that way. However, the Chavetz Chaim himself holds Nachon Yosel Chalchil Loi Lavarech Behitomayim B'Shifshef, because it's not as filthy as Makom Tinoifes Mamish. Maybe tomorrow we'll see. What if somebody touched a Megillas Esther in the middle of a meal? Kisvei Kodesh Mitamin Asayadayim. Maybe do you need to wash until Asayadayim with a bracha? We'll see that tomorrow, okay?
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.